There goes that man's
gotcha.
Oh my God, did you see that?
America's team? Yeah, right.
Oh, baby, it's a big day in sports.
There's nothing like battling it out with your teammates all season long to go win a championship.
Green Bay's got it this year. Huge move for him. I think it's going to be a game changer.
We have a lot to talk about this busy week in the sports world. Welcome to the In a League of Their Own podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's NFL segment. Some trending things to dive into today, starting with former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores is set to sue the NFL among some teams. It just seems like it's turning into a big mess at this point. Basically, for racial profiling is kind of what he's leaning towards as far as a conversation that he had with Bill Belichick. Over text saying that he was interviewing for some positions. Turns out Bill thought it was a different Brian, basically saying, oh yeah, you already have the job locked up before the interview even happens. And where the racial profiling comes into it, obviously Brian Flores being black, the other Brian, I can't remember what his last name is white. So it's basically he's saying, oh, he's already got the job locked up because of his race, and Brian Flores still hasn't found a landing spot yet. Where do you see this going? And do you think Bill Belichick is kind of stuck in the middle of it here and he might go down for this as well?
Well, the three teams that are a part of this lawsuit with the NFL, the Dolphins, the Giants, and the Broncos, all teams of which this has obviously been an issue for a while as far as black coaches not getting positions in the league. Look at some of the areas where you had white coaches get hired this year. They brought along their white GM with them, Byron Leftwich. He tried bringing along his black GM, his black guy with him over to the Jaguars. And nope, that's not going to happen. We're not going to let that happen because it almost seems like from a white perspective, it seems like they're scared that they don't want to lose the numbers. Like the 32 billionaires are all white. They don't want, I feel like, any outside force of attacking them. They're all going to stay collective and attack it full force and say, put another sticker on your helmet. We'll give you guys this, put shit in the stadiums, but we're not going to let this fly. Like, yeah, we'll appease you in every other way besides letting you get into the inner circle, basically. And Flores putting his job on the line, I feel like we don't see him, just like Kaepernick, I don't feel like we see him employed in the NFL after this moment. I feel like we saw him coach his last game this last season. And then also it coming out how he was offered $100,000 a game to throw games for the Dolphins to tank the season to get draft picks, supposedly. And he didn't do that. He said, it's not the type of person I am to do that. And that's what was offered to me by the inside. Like, this whole thing is wild. But like I said, it's all these teams interview a black head coach or an outside guy just to check that box so that they can say, we're not racist. We're not, yeah, not, you know, like, we're not trying to get this guy a job, but they full as well know that that's never going to happen. And then look at Josh McCown. He's on to his third interview right now for the Texans head coaching job, and he coached high school last year. He has no record of ever being a coach named one black head coach that would get that opportunity. Zero. Like, yeah. There's just so many ways that this is just interesting, and it's cool to see him, you know, take on this role. And he knows that basically that he's sacrificing his job almost for the greater good of everyone and hoping that it changes something. And all I can say is that I hope it makes change, but I really don't see it happening.
Yeah. And kind of the point I was going to go off of is what you talked about with them. These teams just checking those boxes as far as interviewing minorities, whether it's race, sexual orientation. They just got to check those boxes of interviewing X amount of people, it's said that they have to do that. They shouldn't have to do that. There shouldn't be that box that you need to check. Like, it shouldn't be like a, oh, you have to interview this, this, and this guy. Otherwise, you're going to get looked at for racial profiling. That shouldn't be a thing, like, at all. Like, they shouldn't have to do that. It should be based off of character, experience. Are you a fit for the job, regardless of sexual orientation, race, anything like that? So it's said that they have to do that at all. And like you said, they're just doing it to check a box because, yep, come in here. What's your experience? Yeah, this and that. They could throw those interviews and make them bad. They could ask them shit questions. They could make the interview go poorly. If they're controlled, they're asking them the questions. Next guy who comes in, they treat him like a king and basically hand him the job on the spot. Like, I see what the NFL is trying to do as far as trying to be inclusive and give these guys opportunities, but if it's making it worse in a way, because
yeah, when you have to establish a rule called the Rooney Rule, to where you have to at least interview two candidates of color, you have to, when you make it a requirement, that's when it starts getting even further away from free choice, mm-hmm. you know, just like you were saying. And one thing I guess I forgot to mention as well is that one person that is behind this whole situation is Jerry Jones. He is behind Brian Flores in this, saying that the NFL can do better. So you do have the most powerful man of them all. Who knows what's going to happen? And he basically said that he can see changes coming on this Rooney Rule, how they can improve it in any way that they can. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know how they'd make it better. Get rid of it entirely. Like, I see what they're trying to do, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know. Like I said, I think it's doing more harm than good, because you're giving these guys hope of, oh, I'm going to get this job. But in hindsight, you're just checking that box. You never had a chance to begin with. Like, I'd rather know I'm not getting a job or I'm not getting an opportunity straight up. I don't get the call. I don't get the opportunity at all. Than have them give me this little glimmer of hope that actually doesn't exist, just so they can check a box. I'd rather
just like what the Giants did to him, what they did to Flores.
Yeah.
Already knowing, having inside sources saying that they already were going to hire Brian Daboll as their head coach, still bring him in for an interview just to act like you have potentially have hope when they already know who they're going to hire, and then they do it a day later. Yeah, it's a kick in the face.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully he gets enough people to back him up. I know the NFL is a big monster to try to tackle by yourself here. So hopefully it gets enough people to back him up, and I don't know, see how this ends.
Yeah, and it turns out he's still a finalist for two jobs still that are out there, the Saints and the Texans. He basically said that he communicated with both of the two organizations before bringing forward this lawsuit. So hopefully he gets it. Like I said, I hope we don't see a similar ending like we saw the Kaepernick situation, where something meaning so much more than what it actually is, and the NFL takes it as such an attack to where not just the NFL, but the country, world ostracizes a person for doing what they think is right. And who are you to say somebody is wrong for doing what they want, you know?
Yeah.
We live in a free country, you know, the ability to do whatever we want, or supposed to be that way. And yeah, I hope this wasn't the end, but it seems like all the writing is on the wall, just like the last situation. It seems like this is the whole thing all over again.
Yeah.
And then on to my question for you here for today. All the Rodgers drama, do you think he played his last game in Green Bay? Do you think he comes back? Do you think he hangs it up? What do you think he does?
I think that there's a good chance that he stays now. There's sources that have come out that after the season ended, usually the next day or two after, you go in, clean out your locker, whatever, say see ya till the next season, and everybody dips. Sources showed that Aaron Rodgers stuck around for 2 or 3 days, coming back to the facility, sitting down with Matt LaFleur and a couple other guys to kind of lay out the future of himself, the future of the team, who they're looking to keep, who they're looking to get rid of. So the fact that that happened, where last year Rodgers just peaced and he was out and nobody heard a word from him until draft night when that whole debacle started, the fact that he stuck around for a couple extra days, I mean, he's a California guy. I'm sure he has better places he wants to be than Green Bay, Wisconsin in February. But yeah, he stuck around to try to see what's going to come of the situation. So the fact that he went above and beyond to do that, again, sounds like they're going to franchise tag Devontae, which is going to keep him in Green Bay. They re-signed MVS. Again, another guy that's good for them to keep for the future here. I think signs point to him staying at this point. I know initially I was kind of hesitant as far as Hackett going to Denver, Getsy's gone, you lose your quarterback coach and your coordinator, which kind of sounds like you're leaning towards the side of rebuild, which is what Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to be a part of. He said straight up, I don't want to be a part of a rebuild. Sounds like kind of the guys are moving up in-house are going to kind of check the boxes and get it done. So, yeah, I think he stays or retires are kind of still the two options I think that I'm leaning towards before he moves elsewhere. Because, I mean, the guy still looks like he has enough left in the tank, but at the same time, does he want to go commit another 3 to 5 years to a team? Because rarely do you see a Tom Brady or a Matthew Stafford effect to where you can go to a new team and get to the Super Bowl the next year. Aaron Rodgers is that guy, but are there the teams available where he can go there and he's just that one missing piece for them to go on a run? Yeah, that's kind of where I stand on it.
Yeah, I think I've said it from day one. I think he's going to be a Packer his whole career. I think he's going to retire wearing the G on his head. And like you said, and he even said he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild. Well, you have Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback. What team is a rebuild at that point? There isn't any. I feel like he was just making sure, talking about coaches wise. And yeah, I believe what's his name? Stenovich is now taking over as the OC. Yep. They moved up a couple other, I know the linebackers coach, line coach, a lot of guys are getting promotions in-house.
They cut ties with the special teams guy yesterday too, finally.
Which is a great, I believe that was the first probably thing that he said. But yeah, I see him coming back. Like you said, they're going to franchise Devontae only to rework out a deal, I feel like. And yeah, I see him staying in Green Bay, and hopefully we can contend for a couple more Super Bowls before the ride's over.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's been that question mark of when's he going to start coming down from his prime. The last 2 years have shown he hasn't left it yet. So hopefully we can still get a couple more years out of him before that decline starts.
Yeah, I mean, and look at Tom. He was just 44 years old, and he had the best statistical year of his career. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. After watching Man in the Arena and getting to hear Rodgers every day talk, him and Tom are pretty similar in a lot of the ways that they approach the game. And mm-hmm. I feel like, as long as he doesn't lose that drive to want to literally go all in and put all of your time in and not want to 1% want to do something else. As long as he does that, I feel like he could still play for another 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah. And like you mentioned Tom too, which is crazy that Tom has thrown, I think it was like 20 or 25 more touchdowns in his 40s than he did in his 20s. And he's 44 years old. So he's not even halfway through his 40s yet. So it's just, it's crazy. Like, again, the I saw a video of Carson Palmer talking about how comparing Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady to Ben Roethlisberger, as far as they're like, that's the difference between these guys is Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady take really good care of their mental health, their physical health. They do so many things off the field to keep themselves in shape. And like, and you look at Ben Roethlisberger, why he had a sharp decline the last couple of years with injuries, performance, things like that. He didn't take care of himself. And he was saying how one offseason they were applauding him because he lost 10, 20 pounds coming in the offseason. He's like, it's sad that that's worth applauding. Like guys like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady who have taken care of their bodies their entire careers. Ben Roethlisberger, again, hell of a career, but he kind of let himself go at the end as far as like getting bigger and like not being as lean as he was back in the day.
Dude, look at the size of the guy.
Yeah, but
he's like 6'7", 260. Rodgers is what, 6'1"?
Yeah, 6'2 or 6'1, yeah.
Like Brady and Rodgers are short compared to Ben. Like but Ben also, is a fucking giant, dude.
Yeah. He's
never been some skinny little kid. Like you look at him, his pictures when he played in college and in high school, he was always a thicker kid like myself. Like I would say you and myself are. Like
yeah.
You're just bigger bone, you're just a thicker guy. There's even if you did take care of yourself, I feel like maybe you'd be a little bit lighter in as far as weight, but you're still gonna be that big.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he is bigger guy, but at the same time, like he did get noticeably slower. Like the injuries came, like injuries happen because you're like his elbow injury, a non-contact injury, like non-contact injuries, like obviously ACL shit like that, you can't control that. But some of it, it's like, if you're in a little better shape, maybe those things don't happen. But either way, that popped into my head seeing that earlier this week, but. Yeah, sounds good. That will wrap up our NFL segment for today. Be sure to check out our NBA and NHL segments also today. Appreciate you guys listening.